Well, let's talk about your bad work habits. You want to?
No.
No. We have some bad work habits here.
Yep.
You know, just looking down the list, like 31% of people admit that they have hit the bottle at work.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Doing a little drinking. You got your a flask, I guess, in your drawers there.
And I guess it depends on how you really mean that. Because that sounds horrible, to have a flask and you're sitting at your desk just taking shots to get through the workday. But on the other hand, if you go to lunch with a client and you order a cocktail with lunch, that doesn't seem as bad somehow. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a DJ and you're working at a concert and they have some beers backstage and you have a beer, that doesn't sound so bad.
Right.
But just sitting in your cubicle farm with a little silver flask inside of your purse, just taking hits of it all day long, little sips of it, that seems bad.
Or a friend had told me they had worked with someone who literally would take their lunch hour in their car just to drink.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, you want to go have lunch? Yeah, I'm just going to sit in the car here for a second.
Oh, my
well,
gosh.
Well, there's beer in our fridge downstairs.
Right.
I don't know who it belongs to, and there are people that keep liquor under their desks, and every once in a while, I need a shot.
Well, it's different. This is a radio station.
Really? Because I think downstairs they wear suits and stuff, and they act like they're professional and all.
They'll do a shot every once in a while with you.
Well, let's face it. The other day, we had an intern bring in Jell-O shooters.
Yes, he did. That was awesome.
That was kind of weird.
It was Halloween. He brought it. It was Halloween day.
Okay, but I'm saying, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
They were good.
Hey, there have been people who come in left over with a little tipsy from the night before.
Now, let's stop naming names in the room here.
We're not talking about this room.
Oh, I have.
Okay, maybe we are.
So that's a bad work habit, they say.
Hello, Cato.
Oh, no.
Also, we all have stolen something from the office.
What?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, you know, and then what's so funny is I see this, and only like 29% of the people admitted to doing that.
That's because only 29% of people probably have done it.
No.
Okay, maybe 50, but I don't think it's as high as you think it is.
I think everybody will take a pen or a ream of paper sometimes.
See, I have to be honest. The pens and most of the things here I don't like that they buy.
Post-it notes?
I don't think pens count.
No, I don't either.
Reams of paper probably count as stealing.
How big is a ream?
That's one of those 500 sheet packs in the roll paper wrap.
Okay. Okay. Bad habits at work. 42% of people admit to falling asleep at work.
I've done that.
Here.
We have to wake her up to do the news.
But you know what? If you were at a factory on a factory line, that'd be tough.
Well, I don't think those people are. I'm sure it's people who have a desk job or something where they can crash. Or, you know, you have jobs where you're maybe in the back of a truck delivering stuff and you stop off for lunch and take an extra little nap.
We had a sales rep. We had a meeting one day, and she goes, well, I'm going to go into my car to nap. And we laughed.
Uh-huh.
Well, like an hour later, she sends all three of us a text that we're talking, and is a picture of her in her car with her seat laid back in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I do that.
In our parking lot.
Isn't that dangerous? Can't you die like a little baby or something?
What?
You're not allowed to leave a baby in a car in the middle of the day.
Well, as long as you're not suffocating.
Well, I'm just not suffocating with the heat. Can't it get hot in there?
What? You're an adult. You probably know park under a tree and keep the window down like I do.
It wasn't Heidi.
I want to see Heidi and break the window out. She's in there. It's someone left her in the car.
But you leave your car on and you leave the air conditioner on.
No, I wouldn't do that if I'm taking a nap outside.
Not you.
I mean, in the
car. I do.
Okay, well, good.
Wow, well, we know at least two people that do that here.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All right, bad work habits, they say. Taking credit for someone else's work?
Yeah, that'd be awful.
That's a good work habit.
Okay.
If you get away with it.
19% said they've spread a rumor about a fellow employee.
How many?
19.
Oh, come on now.
Is it a rumor if it's true?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Okay. And then finally, after hours, I know two of us have done this.
Oh, boy.
Have snooped around the office building around after hours. So they only say 17% of people have done this. But going through people's drawers or looking through, you know, offices that happen to be open.
When I was in Tampa, Florida, the business manager used me as his computer friend. I knew what everyone in the building made. I had files on every disciplinary action on everyone in the building. I was ready. If they ever tried to fire me, I was going out with a bang.
They could have fired you just for that.
I would have had a lot of information on stuff they'd done.
Okay.
I would have been able to drop a bombshell.
It's hard to do that these days, though, going through offices, because there's cameras now
all downstairs.
Yeah. I know,
right? That's why you have to put your ski mask on.
Oh, my God.
I brought it.
So when you said two have done it, who you and Tom?
I'm not going to say honey.
Okay.
There may be three in the room.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
There might be four, right, Heidi?
I have never done that.
Oh, come on.
You know what made me do it? Jay Leno once, he talked about how he hid in an office closet while they had a board meeting about what to do with him.
Oh, my God.
And that saved his contract because he knew exactly what they were planning, what they were willing to pay. And so he came into the next meeting and just nailed it. And he tells the story now. It's like it's okay. If he'd got caught, he probably would have been fired right there.
Wow. The reason I did it is because there were some free CDs in the prize closet.